So I know Ruthie, but I get to enjoy today with all of you. So I'm Cynthia, and we're going to spend some time talking about Pentecost. But first, I have a question for you. Do you know what this is? It's a phone, correct, yes. Right now, it's not really helping me because it doesn't have any power. Can you charge my phone? You can't charge my phone. Why not? Because you're not a charger. Okay, that's fair. Can anyone else charge my phone? No, okay. Well, we can't charge it because we don't have power. But I do have a question. What can you do with a phone even if it's not turned on, even if it doesn't have power? Does it have any other use? No. What about like a paperweight? It's kind of heavy. It's pretty heavy. We could put it on some paper on a windy day. Or maybe we could tie some balloons to it so the balloons don't float away. Do you guys have any other thoughts on how to use a cell phone when it's not charged? I'll let that sit. You can think about it. You'll tell me later. It's okay. You can send me an email. So we could still use it, but it doesn't really fulfill the purpose that the Creator made it for. They want it to be turned on. So we're talking about Pentecost today, and Pentecost is a pretty important day in the church. So Pentecost, the word, means 50, and it occurs 50 days after Passover. Are you 50? No, okay, me neither. We're not going to ask them if they're 50, though. But 50, pretty important. 50 days after Passover, the Holy Spirit showed up. And the Holy Spirit showed up in big, powerful ways. So the Holy Spirit entered the room with a sound like the rushing of wind. What does wind sound like? It sounds like nothing? Oh, okay. See, I was hoping you'd like help me and give me a different answer, but that's okay. So the wind kind of sounds like whoosh, right? Okay. So then the Holy Spirit also showed up in tongues of fire. So we have these masks on, so we can't see our tongues, but we know they're there, right? Your tongue is in your mouth. Just like the Holy Spirit, we might not be able to see the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is there with us, even though it might seem like it's covered. So what about connecting the phone to power? What do you think that will do? I'll charge my phone. Yeah, so let's turn it on. Okay, so now what do you think is gonna happen? Now that it's connected to power. Yeah, it comes alive. So now, what can I do with my phone? I can search stuff, I can make calls, absolutely. I can waste time, things that are not important. But suddenly, my phone is alive, and it has so many other uses. And now, I can use my phone the way that the Creator intended it to be used. Just like the Holy Spirit, on the first day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit swept through all of the believers in the room and gave them the power and the ability to do what they were created for. And Jesus told them that they would have power when the Holy Spirit came so that they could preach and witness to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection in Judea, Samaria, and all over the world. So they suddenly had power to go share the message that God loves you, and God loves you, and you, and you. And so this power gave them the ability to preach and fulfill the purpose that they were created for. So then the question is, how do we stay in contact with the Holy Spirit today? How do we tap into that power? Well, we do it through prayer. So would you all join me in praying? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit, that through the Holy Spirit we are connected to you. Illuminate your word in our hearts today. Allow us to see your presence more clearly, to understand your love more clearly, and to be able to share that love with the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.